Ungodly instructions. Proverbs 19:27. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Directions are very helpful. Good directions and instructions are necessary for anyone who is trying to get somewhere. But if the directions are inaccurate, then we never get where we are supposed to go. Have you ever been given bad instructions or the wrong directions to a location or a destination you were trying to reach? I'm sure I have before. I remember the days when we used to use map books. I was a salesman traveling around trying to find customers' homes. I remember asking for directions or trying to read a map book to get to my destination. There are a few ways that we can hear instructions that causes us to err. One, we can receive the wrong instructions. Someone cannot know a road is closed, or they could direct us to the wrong road. We received bad instructions or directions. Or we can misunderstand the directions that are given to us and end up in the wrong place or going the long way. This can happen with traveling. This can happen with life. You and I can not comprehend the instructions that we've been given, and we can get ourselves in trouble. Have you ever had Google or Apple Maps give you the wrong instructions or directions? The roads are closed, or there's construction that messes everything up? So it is with the child of God. If he hears bad instructions that causes him to err from the words of knowledge, caution is needed when receiving instructions from man, any man. Men are fallible beings, capable of failure, capable of being wrong. Some men set out to teach people against God's word and precepts. God's principles always stand. His instructions and directions are always right, no matter what the challenge is, no matter what the road is that you travel down. It has been trod down before by the Savior. Some men set out to teach people against God's word and against his precepts. They veer people off the plain path of duty. These instructions or directions are ungodly. The Bible says, "And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." They are men who lie in wait to deceive others. That is why God instituted his local church with elders and pastors to lead the flock, and that we could perfect one another. Ephesians 4:11 says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Be very careful what instructions or directions you receive. The wrong ones can toss you to and fro, and you may be carried away with every wind of doctrine. I have met many Christians from the internet who swing from one extreme to the other because they have listened to instructions that cause them to err from the words of knowledge. They have not listened to seasoned men that have served the Lord and been faithful to God, those Christians that have stood the test of time and been faithful. Fail they may at times, but their instructions and their directions are on the plain path of duty and not inventing a new wheel. Cease, my son, to err, to hear the instructions that cause it to err from the words of knowledge.